Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 22nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting here together this morning and prayed that as we share this message, it might encourage you as you listen. We're honored to have you spend some time with us today. It's a beautiful day where we live today. Bluish sky and the snow's melting. Today's message is titled Grace Alone, and a rather unusual verse to use for our main verse today, Romans 7, verse 15.
I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do.
Staples is a large office superstore that has presented some of the most creative and humorous advertising through the years. Many of you know of that chain. Several years ago, they had an ad showing a man who was absolutely determined each January to get his office organized, but he kept procrastinating year after year and never got it done. He starts out in the ad as a young man, but finally, when he's middle-aged, he comes across a Staples ad with items that are the key to maintaining a neat, well-organized office. The next frame in the ad shows him in a perfectly organized office. Now, his new determination is to lose weight. That is, until his buddies yell out, "Bob, we're going out for pizza." He immediately jumps up and joins them. Wow, do I identify with that ad? And I'm still working on both disciplines. Now, Brooksine reminds me that the problem is not getting organized, but maintaining that organization. It's not taking the weight off, but keeping it off. Of course, I already know this. At times, my office has been picture perfect, and I've lost hundreds of pounds, probably thousands through the years. But shouldn't I have all this conquered by my early 50s?
Well, Paul's candor in Romans 7 is astounding. This chapter is among the most difficult portions in the Bible. Devout expositors have grappled for centuries with just what Paul was seeking to communicate. Well, I believe Paul is indeed writing from the perspective of his current relationship with Christ, since in verse 22 he writes this, "For in my inner being, I delight in God's law." Another interpretation views Paul writing Romans 7 from the perspective of his unregenerate state before he was converted.
In our daily text, once again, he writes, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do." Can you identify with Paul? I sure can. What other issues you battle as you seek to conquer sin's strongholds and the cravings of the flesh in your life? I can think of several in mind. These are the obstacles that I believe are referred to in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, as everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, that we are instructed to throw off.
Well, we don't know the personal issues that Paul was dealing with, and any conjecture as to what they were will vary based upon the interpreter's own experiences. But he says, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?"
So who will? The great apostle tells us, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sin.
Well, Romans 8, the following chapter, goes on to speak of the power of the Holy Spirit, which enables us to live a victorious, overcoming life in Christ. Now that is encouraging.
Let's pray together. Father, the words of a song come to mind as I pray this morning. I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I'm going to be, but thank God I'm not what I was. There's a major difference in my actions and attitudes since I made you the Lord of my life. If I trace back to the beginning of my relationship with you, I see more clearly all the changes you made in my heart. But since my life is a living sacrifice, there are always new challenges, temptations, and trials that I must endure as a believer. It is not in my own physical strength or power that I am equipped to conquer the enemy, but it is through your Holy Spirit that I come against the giants of doubt, fear, bitterness, lust, greed, discontent, and all the other negative foes Satan throws in my path. Though I'm far from perfect and always will be on this side, help me to endure to the end when that which is imperfect will be gone. Sin will no longer have a grip, and finally, I will be perfect. All because of your amazing grace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer with us, Brookscene, today. Again, we are Stephen and Brookscene, a married couple for over 30 years now, both committed to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And a major part of our ministry is preparing and sharing these messages through various means over the web, including this podcast. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit our site. Today, we have a couple links up to songs we feel would go with our message. One we could not find was that song, Grace Greater Than All Our Sin. We couldn't find a good version of that with the ministry vocally, but we did find an instrumental version. Also have a couple of other songs, one that we really like. I didn't use the words to it today, but probably written the last 10 or 15 years by Scott Wesley Brown, called Grace Alone. Also have one photo up today. We typically like to place photos, and we are told many enjoy looking at our photos. It's one that Brookscene took of a cardinal. She's looking for that perfect cardinal picture. It's really hard to get. It's pretty close. It's a pretty picture, feeding right off our pavement in front of our window here where we prepare these messages. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And this day, once again, be encouraged.